Hello, and welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Brian Lawrence and Sidney Clare, listen to this past week in recording history, and have some hello and goodbye songs. To get us started, last week, August 13th, marked the birth in 1908 in Adelaide, Australia, of Brian Lawrence. His mother was a musician and picked up on Brian's interest in music and got him violin lessons and began giving him singing lessons herself. By age 10, he was performing in local concerts and talent contests, often with her piano accompaniment. In 1927, they moved to London, where Brian received professional voice training and studied violin at the Royal Academy of Music. In the early 30s, he began providing vocal choruses in the orchestras of Ray Noble, Carol Gibbons, DeBroy Summers, Lou Stone, Jack Hilton, and others. In 1934, he formed his own small dance band, which played at Quaglino's Restaurant, and on March 22nd of that year, the band made its recording debut on Decca. In 1935, he formed a new group to play at the Lansdowne House, described as London's Super Society Rendezvous. Here's Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra.
Type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for the treasures I possess, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in happiness. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
baby doll a year ago. You told me I was very nice to know. I soon learned what love was, I thought I knew. But all I've learned has only taught me how to love you. You made me think you loved me in return. Don't tell me you were fooling after all. For if you turn away, you'll be sorry someday. You left behind a broken doll.
Around a certain tree, singing serenades that tell his love is true. That's because it's the natural thing to do. When a sad moonstruck cow would be glad to make a vow, when she lifts her head and sighs a lonely moo, that's because it's the natural thing to do. And you know every dove has its heart set on love. Squirrels too, and they should. And you know a woodchuck would. When a boy such as I tries so hard to qualify with a very lovely lady such as you, well, you know, it's the natural thing to do.
Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra with the vocal by Brian Lawrence, and It's the Natural Thing to Do from November 17, 1937. We began with another Brian Lawrence vocal, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, from around December 15, 1938. In between the Brian Lawrence vocals, we heard Marjorie Stedford on Broken Doll from 1937. Marjorie Stedford was also from Australia and was a regular vocalist with Jack Jackson at the Dorchester Hotel and also recorded with Geraldo, Jack Harris, Carol Gibbons, and others. Violinist, vocalist, and bandleader Brian Lawrence, born August 13, 1908. I'm Glenn Robison, born considerably after 1908, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records which were recorded this past week in years past. Here's Joe King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators.
there'd be another man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before my big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try to love a Philotherio. I think I'll crawl right back and into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I've lost the one man I found. I guess I'll have to change my plan, for after all there might have been another man. I'm glad I bought those blue pajamas before the enterprise began. For all is fair in love and war and love, that makes it fairer all the more. Forbidden fruit, they say, is better to taste. So why should I let this go to waste? My conscience to the wind is tossed. I found the one man I lost.
A trio of rapidly rotating records from this past week in recording history. We began with King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators and Got Everything, Don't Want Anything But You. That August 13, 1928 Brunswick recording featured Andy Pendleton and Willie Jackson singing the Andy Razaf lyric. Then from August 16, 1922, we heard Ramona Davies, her grand piano and her vocal with Paul Whiteman in his orchestra, and I guess I'll have to change my plan. We finished up with Mae Questel, the cartoon voice of Betty Boop and Olive Oil, and When I Grow Up from August 13, 1935.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Say, have a request for a particular artist or song you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send us an email with your requests and or your comments about the show to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, we all know that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, but imagine that scene in the lab where Bell makes the first telephone call to his assistant, Mr. Watson. How in the world would Mr. Watson know what to say when the phone rang? Alexander Graham Bell had suggested using the greeting of ahoy when answering the telephone. Obviously, that didn't take. Last week, on August 15th, in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote the president of the Telegraph Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The letter stated that the word hello would be a more appropriate greeting than ahoy, as suggested by Alexander Graham Bell for answering the telephone. And so it is that we pick up the phone and say, hello. And if Bluebird were calling, we'd answer, hello, Bluebird. Here's Tom Stax with Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos.
Hear me shouting out, hello, Bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything. I'm too happy, I just want to sing, hello, Bluebird. Blue sky, sunshine, friends that are real. Old folks, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, hello. Thank you.
where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
Some hello songs to thank Thomas Edison for insisting that hello would be a more appropriate telephone greeting than ahoy. We began with Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos, October 28, 1926, and Hello Bluebird. The vocalist was, of course, Tommy Stax. Hello Bluebird was followed by Hello Beautiful. That was Gil Rodin and his orchestra, members of the Ben Pollock Band, issued on that Broadway 78 as Rob Golden and his orchestra. The vocalist on that January 1931 recording was Eddie Gale, and the band included Jack Teagarden, Nappy Lamar on banjo and guitar, Harry Goodman on string bass, and probably Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet. We finished up with the Louisiana Five on a Little Wonder record from December 16, 1919, and Hello, Hello, written by Robert King. Little Wonder records were little. Only 5.5 inches in diameter, as opposed to the usual 10 inches, which accounts for that record only lasting a minute and 47 seconds. They were produced between 1914 and 1923, and at a time when the major labels were sold for 75 cents, Little Wonder Records sold for only a dime at stores such as Kresge, Woolworth, and McCrory 5 and 10 cent stores. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand, anytime at all online, at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of lyricist Sidney Clare. He began his career as a dancer and then a comedian in vaudeville and eventually wrote special material for vaudeville acts. His first song hit came in 1921 with Ma, He's Makin' Eyes at Me from the stage show Midnight Rounders of 1921. Other Sidney Clare lyrics from the 20s include Then I'll Be Happy, One Sweet Letter from You, Miss Annabel Lee, and On the Good Ship Lollipop. He was most famous, however, for the music he wrote for more than 50 Hollywood films, beginning in 1929, including the entire score for the first RKO picture, Street Girl, Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, Hit the Deck, and Bright Eyes. He collaborated with composers Con Conrad, Cliff Friend, Lou Pollack, Lou Brown, Richard Whiting, Harry Warren, Vincent Humans, James Monaco, Buddy De Silva, and others. Sidney Clare died in Los Angeles on August 29, 1972. Here are three from the pen of Sidney Clare.
If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little loveness. I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy.
You know that you left me so worried and blue.
I always keep singing, what'll I do? Though it's not fair, and you don't care for me dearly, why don't you drop me a line, a little line, just sign it yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you. There's mail for Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones don't need it. Mrs. Jones is happy all day. Mail for Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown don't read it. She opens them and throws them away. Mailman rings. Then he sings, I've got some letters for you. Here's what he brings. Mail from the baker, my dressmaker. Mail from the landlord, too. I get letters from everybody, but not a single word from you. And I keep praying the night and day through, hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you.
Talk about your perfect lover, And you couldn't help discover that he's that way lovable and sweet. He's candy, has he got the arms that thrill you? Lips that seem to whisper, will ya? And he's that way lovable, just 6 feet 2, with eyes of blue. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, whenever we're all alone. Oh, gosh, and oh, gee, what happens is simply too good to be known. Bubbling over with affection, satisfying to perfection. Is he that way lovable and
Sidney Clare, born August 15th, 1892. We began that set with Ben Selvin and his orchestra backing the Radio Franks, Frank Wright and Frank Bessinger, and Then I'll Be Happy, written by Sidney Clare, Lou Brown, and Cliff Friend. That Vocalion 78 was recorded on Christmas Eve, 1925. Then from April 15th, 1927, Sophie Tucker, backed by Miff Moles Molars, gave us One Sweet Letter From You, lyrics by Sidney Clare and Lou Brown, music by Harry Warren. Then it was Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs performing the vocal on the Sidney Clare-Lou Pollock collaboration Cobblestones from November 1927. And we just heard Annette Hanshaw and Lovable and Sweet, written by Oscar Levant and Sidney Clare from August 29th, 1929.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Well, earlier in the show, we had a set of hello songs, so it only seems fitting to have a set of goodbye songs. Here's the Stevens Trio.
Thank you. Thank you.
a set of goodbye songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with the Ernest L. Stevens Trio from an Edison disc and Leave Me With a Smile. Then it was Arthur Lang and his orchestra in 1924 and the Vincent Eumanns composition Toodaloo from the show Mary Jane McCain. And we just heard Fats Waller and his Rhythm from November 6, 1940 and the Leonard Feather composition Scram. And with that, I've got to scram. For this week, anyway. Toodaloo, I'm leaving with a smile, and I hope this music has left you with one.
We agree with Anson Weeks and his orchestra that this next number is an appropriate farewell. Goodbye, blues. Weeks and his orchestra leave you with a promise of another melodious visit in the near future.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.